This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Seattle considers itself a sanctuary city. It draws a line between local police and federal immigration agents. But NPR reports that immigration officials have direct access to regional law enforcement databases, including one that contains data from Seattle Police. Reporter George Joseph told me why these databases exist in the first place.
Across the country, including in the greater Seattle area, police and sheriff departments are pooling together information for the simple fact that crimes that may originate in one locality often have roots in other localities. And so for them, having a larger sort of circle of where they can draw information from really helps drive criminal investigations. The problem for some is that this same information, which is being used for local criminal investigations, is now being reused in a much different context, which is federal immigration enforcement.
So information about residents, what kind of information is ICE able to get from these databases?
So these databases include addresses, phone numbers, mugshots, pictures of tattoos or notes about certain things like tattoos that officers note on people's bodies, a lot of very intimate, granular stuff that is collected in arrest interviews during the booking process when someone's going to jail. And that's the kind of specific information that federal authorities are really interested in because they can't get them from their more broad national databases.
George, you write that immigrants' rights activists, like from the ACLU, are worried about ICE having access to this data. What kinds of concerns do they have?
Well, there's several concerns. One of them being that a lot of people who end up in criminal databases in some way or another aren't necessarily people who have been convicted of crimes. They've just been people who have been arrested for various reasons or had some kind of contact with the criminal justice system. So if ICE has access to that data, they could theoretically use it to just go to their houses and pick them up. But beyond that, even people who haven't ever had interactions with criminal justice systems may have a relative who has some sort of interaction and are listed as a point of contact for that relative. And so for civil liberties advocates, they're concerned that when ICE comes to pick someone up who does have a criminal record, they may pick one of their relatives up who just happens to be in the house, or they may just go after that relative because they have their address now.
So when it comes to access to these local or regional databases, the local police departments are giving federal authorities direct access to the data there. What's the argument for that? Why are they doing that?
Well, local authorities also benefit from these agreements for data sharing with ICE in that they actually, in addition to giving information to ICE, actually get to receive information that ICE has collected on people from all across the country. So for local authorities, if there's a crime involving someone who they may not have very much documentation on because they've recently arrived in the U.S. or haven't been residents in the area for a long time, having access to that ICE data can really power their investigations.
George, in your piece, you asked this question. Is a city still a sanctuary if it continues to allow direct access to information in regional databases about residents? What do you think?
Well, it's a tough question because there's no clear definition of a sanctuary city. And Seattle often comes to mind as one of the best examples of what a sanctuary city is, simply for the fact that their police don't inquire residents about their immigration status. They don't fulfill ICE detainer requests, that type of thing. If we're going to define it as any community that does everything in its power to shield its residents from federal immigration authorities, then I guess Seattle, like many cities across the country, wouldn't be a sanctuary city.
Journalist George Joseph reported this story for NPR's Code Switch team. A Seattle Police Department spokesperson told KUOW, quote, "We have no control over the fact that ICE has access to this database. The information we're feeding into the database is relevant only to criminal investigations. We don't provide immigration status whatsoever." This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.